kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Pero ngayon, samahan niyo po muna ako at tatlo nating guest para pag-usapan ang Filipino food, yung mga namimiss ninyo sa Pilipinas at ang kanilang buhay bilang chef dito sa Australia. Ganun din ang bagong brunch menu na kanilang binuo. At today, mapapakinggan po ninyo no, yung mga panayam natin kay Chef Aileen Aguirre at Chef Francis de la Cruz. Sila po yung mga chef sa likod ng Takam na gumagawa ng mga pagkain na locally sourced yung kanilang mga ingredients ano, mula dun sa mga sustainable Australian native ingredients. Kasama rin natin ang sikat at award-winning na pastry chef na si Chef Michael Mico Aspiras. Narito ang aming masayang kwentuhan.
Hi everybody, good morning wherever you are. Pwede rin good evening. So yeah, I'm Chef Mico. So I created Don't Donuts and it's the first sourdough brioche hybrid donut in Sydney. So we've been open at Darlinghurst for a year and a half now. And it's been exciting. Like, ang daming natuwa dun sa type ng donut. Because it's very different from your normal type of donut. It's more pastry. It's more dessert type. Hindi siya yung parang magaan lang masyado na donut. So, this one's more desserty. So, I'm excited about yun. Like, yung growth namin this year. And to introduce more flavors, especially more Filipino-inspired flavors. We're excited to team up with Takam. So, Takam, iyan na siya na.
So, yes. Hello to everyone as well. Takam is basically catering more on Filipino flavors. Francis and I are very big advocate of Filipino food. Nung nag-decide kami mag-step away from the professional world, meaning professional kitchen, we're still doing professional kitchen. However, parang we decided to focus more on doing Filipino food without the use of any enhancers. So what makes it different from other Filipino food that we have, you know, it's not different. Everybody's Filipino food is good. It's just that we're trying to make it more healthier, I would say. Yung tinatry namin gawin yung Filipino food kung paano siya ginagawa dati nang hindi tayo gumagamit ng mga MSG, niluluto natin siya to bring out the natural flavors of each ingredient.
We know that is really good. Parang ang goal lang namin is to present it in a better way. I mean, not even changing how, like with the marinades, it's always the same. But sort of like thinking of how we can present it like for the international market, I would say.
And now, new year. So, 2023 na at itong dalawa sa mga katakam-takam na Filipino food brands natin ay magsasama para sa isang brunch activity. So, can you tell us more about it at bakit brunch?
When we thought about this, doing this collaboration, very spontaneous lang. Because I know Kiko from ano pa university. So, medyo matagal na. So, it was easy for me to decide na, hey, these guys are, they know what they're doing. So, let's collaborate. So, and I trust their flavors, their food. I've tried their food already in the past. So, it's an amazing platform for us to join forces, not just yung donuts, but as the three of us as chefs. So not just yung individual ano namin brands, but it's putting forward yung, as Aileen mentioned, Filipino food and also the Filipino talent. Why brunch? Because I guess like we want something different. Because we've done a lot of dinners in the past. And it's Australia is very big on brunches. So, yun, that's something cool. Different. And parang mas relaxed yung atmosphere, mas bigger portion. So, something different.
Yeah, I get just like what Chef Mico said. For the brunch was like a fun thing also because yung what we've been doing in the past is mostly like a sit down, a little bit more informal, but like casual dinner dining. So brunch is also exciting. Kung paano natin ma ano yung mga brunch items, Filipino brunch items ng paano natin siya ikikater. So this is really an exciting event for us and for Chef Miko too.
And alam natin, 'di ba, mga Pinoy talagang may big breakfast sila. Tapos doon mm-hmm. din sa lunch, ang dami-daming klase ng pagkain, mga silog meals at naka-separate talaga for breakfast and for lunch. Pero merging it into a brunch, ano ba yung mga mini-mix and match and gaano ba kahirap pagsamahin yung iba't ibang klase ng food na pwedeng sumakto as brunch?
It was very hard at the beginning kasi paano tayo magka-create ng food, especially Filipinos, we're very heavy on starches and meat. Mm-hmm. We're so heavy on pork, we're so heavy on rice, bread, and all. So I guess pumasok na rin dito, like what Chef Miko said, yung Filipino, ano na, nag-play na lang kami na okay, let's try it. Dapat yung si portions ng ganito and how they can enjoy everything nang hindi sila, alam mo yun, yung bloated or food drunk at the end of the meal. So, madaming study, madaming aral, madaming composition.
When we were making the menu, it was really fun kasi ang dami namin gustong ipasok na Filipino flavor techniques, items, dishes, but then we need to create that balance so that the guest doesn't feel like, oh, this is too much starch. Like, we were just starting the meal and then it's going to be too heavy for them. So for us, it's just that balance that we needed to get when we create the menu.
Mm-hmm. And for Chef Miko, donuts, masarap siya sa morning habang nagkaka-prepared with, di ba, hot chocolate, hot coffee, and then pwede ning merienda. Pero paano siya pinasok sa brunch?
Actually, hindi donut yung product ko for the brunch. So, because we just wanted, yung location lang talaga sa donuts. But I personally wanted to showcase again, like whenever I get the opportunity to showcase yung pastry talent natin. So, ako, it was easy for me to think about it kasi pastry is easily parang incorporated in brunch. So, yung main part namin is yung bibingka na ube bibingka na pancake na parang para siyang nasa pan pa rin naman siya, parang cupcake pan yung ginamit. So it's something very Filipino, very strikingly Filipino, but also it's easy to translate it to whoever is going to eat it, even non-Filipinos. Like parang isipin nila, oh, I know that, like it's hindi sila matatakot kainin. So and then I 'di ba syempre merong ang pancake is served with butter and syrup. So, pati yung butter, parang panutcha butter. Tapos, meron siyang muscovado syrup. So, and then, para lang matransition siya into lunch, meron served with ice cream siya na homemade na coconut. So, something, ganun yung idea. Parang, I guess like, two things yung finactor in, flavor-wise, yung dapat true to Filipino, pero dapat familiar siya for everybody, and then yung brunch and lunch, yung breakfast lunch, because ganun nga brunch siya, so kailangan nagta-transition din yung flavors and yung format ng food.
Mm-hmm. So very Aussie pero very Pinoy at the same time. Mm-hmm.
Parang yun nga yung title namin, parang fun food and philo vibe kasi very Aussie siya in a way kasi brunch siya, and but still you get the Filipino vibe because of the flavors that we're trying to cater and bring food forward. Yeah.
And this new year, dahil kapapasok lang ng taon 2023, bilang mga chef, ano naman ang mga nilulook forward ninyo at ano yung mga nakikita ninyong magiging future ng Filipino food dito sa Australia? Let's start with you, Chef Miko.
Siguro slowly catching up yung Australia with Filipino food. Slowly but surely. With people like us, like me and Eileen and Kiko. So, madami na rin eh. Like sa Melbourne, merong mga may Filipino restaurant na rin. Since we're here na already and we have this duty and our focus is to promote more Filipino foods, like in whether it's through our brands or through collaborations like the one that we're gonna have, I think that's very good for the Filipino food here in Australia. Kasi ganyan din naman yung ginawa sa ibang country. Actually, kahit sa Philippines, when I was there, I was able to experience yung transition ng nahihiya yung mga Filipino sa Filipino food to becoming very proud of it and opening their own stuff, like creating their own Filipino dishes. So Here in Australia, I can see it this year. We're gonna do better. Mm-hmm. But I guess like it's our responsibility as Filipino chefs to continuously introduce and create events like this. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, there's so many things that we're looking forward to. So I'll let Eileen and Kiko reveal that. There's so many exciting things to come. Kasi, oh my gosh, yeah, super exciting for Filipino food.
At ano naman ang big reveal, Chef Kiko, Chef Francis, Chef Eileen.
Yeah,
just like what Chef Nico mentioned, for the Filipino cuisine, I think this year is going to be much more exciting than the previous ones. As like what he said, more and more Filipinos outside the Philippines are embracing our food. Hindi na sila nahihiya, kumbaga. And like what we mentioned on our last talk, Ms. Edinel, no? You know, the Filipino food has always been there. Yeah. Parang it's not the, yung lagi nilang sinasabi, it's the next big thing. Pero it's always been there. Kailangan lang natin siyang mas push forward para lang, you know, the market is gonna embrace it more and more. And I think what's hard also is, you know, everyone's Filipino titas and moms cooking is always gonna be good to someone. Mm-hmm. We all have our strengths and differences, kumbaga. Parang it's just a matter, kasi mahilig sa atin tayo mga Filipino, ay hindi, mas masarap yung ganito, mas masarap yung ganyan. So, why not do it in a way, parang mas i-appreciate natin, oh, they're cooking of, like, say, for example, us, chicken in a salad is like this. They cooked it this way, no enhancers and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And cooking for Filipinos would always be a challenge for us, but it's a challenge that we want to take on kasi ang laki ng potential ng food natin. So, gusto namin na ma-inspire pa yung maraming Filipino chefs kasi we never lack of talent, of good food, for great ingredients. We just need that presence dito sa Australia. And we want more Filipinos to open up their own. Like, I don't know how, no matter how small the place is, as long as they do the food that they enjoy, that they want to do, you know, we will support them.
Yeah. And then just, and the, yeah, this coming year, sobrang exciting because, finally, Chef Mika is embracing more and more talents or Filipino chefs like us. So we have decided to put on together and be together and present more Filipino food through Don Donuts as well.
Yeah, we'll be open to everybody. So we're bringing Filipino cuisine closer to Australian market. I think parang ito yung one and only proper restaurant na nagsaserve ng Filipino food in that area, in eastern suburbs ba? Oo, di ba? Eastern suburbs. So, and closer to the city. So, we're so proud of it. Like, I'm so proud of Kiko and Eileen. So, so we're gonna fight lang. Parang push Filipino talaga, Filipino food.
It's gonna be fun. Hopefully more and like what we mentioned, just, you know, hopefully more and more people supports Filipino cuisine, our own and also others.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad dito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.